From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. Japan's prime minister said Wednesday that the latest North Korean missile launch was a, quote, violent act that can never be tolerated, after the missile splashed down in Japan's exclusive economic zone. We will never yield to any provocative act. We will maximize our pressure on Pyongyang, Abe Shinzo told reporters. The Pentagon said it flew about 1,000 kilometers before splashing down in the Sea of Japan. Japan had, quote, completely tracked the missile, Abe told reporters, and he said that they had made a strong complaint. France's president is in the middle of a trip to West Africa. We get details from Bram Posthumus.
President Emmanuel Macron spent 3 hours on Tuesday at the University of Ouagadougou discussing migration, climate change, and terrorism. He's the first French president in 3 decades to visit Burkina Faso. Security was a key concern during Macron's visit. Police and army patrolled around all the main arteries, including the Kwame Nkrumah Avenue, scene of 2 major terrorist attacks in the past. Macron will head to Ivory Coast on Wednesday for a European Union-African Union summit expected to address migration. The French president will then wrap up his trip to the region Thursday in Ghana. Bram Posthumus for VOA News, Ouagadougou.
The U.S. military says it has carried out an airstrike against the Islamic State group in northeastern Somalia that killed one extremist. The statement from the U.S. Africa Command said the airstrike was carried out Monday afternoon in coordination with Somalia's government. Many of the Islamic State group fighters, who are said to number around 200, defected from al-Shabaab. The U.S. this year carried out more than 24 drone strikes against 2 extremist groups. More information online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Forgiveness or retribution? That's the choice as Zimbabwe moves forward after nearly 4 decades of chaotic rule under Robert Mugabe. So says Anita Powell in this report from Harare.
For 37 years, Zimbabwe has been battered by human rights abuses, endemic corruption, and mismanagement that sank the economy and reduced the nation's once strong agricultural sector to ruins. The nation's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, sees only one way forward for his wounded nation: forgiveness. But just a day later, the state jailed former Mugabe-era minister Ignatius Chombo on massive corruption charges. He's one of several Mugabe cronies to face what some critics are saying is political retribution, not true justice. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
U.S. prosecutors have charged 3 Chinese nationals linked to a cybersecurity company in China with hacking into the systems of 3 companies in the U.S. to steal business secrets. Su Song is acting U.S. attorney in Pittsburgh.
These cyber attacks resulted in the theft of internal financial analytical communications from Moody's Analytics, the theft of usernames and passwords, as well as approximately 407 gigabytes of data from Siemens, and the January 2016 theft of global positioning technology that was under development at Trimble Corporation.
The cyber attacks were allegedly launched between 2011 and this year. They're tied to an IT company affiliated with the People's Liberation Army. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta was sworn in for a new term on Tuesday following a contentious election campaign that included the country's top court throwing out the results of one vote and an opposition boycott. A crowd of about 60,000 people packed into a stadium in Nairobi for the ceremony. Before it began, police fired tear gas to try to control the crowd, gathered outside as people attempted to force their way into the venue. About 11% of medicines in developing countries are counterfeit and likely responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of children from diseases like malaria and pneumonia. Every year, the World Health Organization said this Tuesday. It's the first attempt by the UN Health Agency to assess the problem. Experts reviewed 100 studies involving more than 48,000 medicines. Drugs for treating malaria and bacterial infections accounted for nearly 65% of fake medicine. WHO's director general said the problem mostly affects poor countries. Between 72,000 and 169,000 children may be dying from pneumonia every year after receiving bad drugs. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.